the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What a text. What an interpretive and homiletical feast is this Transfiguration text. There are so many things we could focus on. How about the Transfiguration taking place after 6 days, which might relate to the seventh day of rest after the creation, or to our Lord's resurrection on the seventh day, or Jesus' garments gleaming white, which might bear a relationship to the white garments of the young man at the tomb on Easter morning, or the appearance of Elijah and Moses on the mount, which recalls Deuteronomy 18 and Malachi 4, two places that predict the future appearance of these men, or Peter's suggestion to build three booths, which might well relate to Sukkoth, the feast of booths in the Jewish calendar, or the overshadowing cloud, which reminds us of the cloud on Mount Sinai, or the cloud that stood at the tent of meeting, the tabernacle in the wilderness, or the declaration that Jesus is the Son of God, which can be connected to the voice from the sky in Mark chapter 1 at his baptism, and the declaration of Jesus' divine sonship by the centurion at the cross. And there are even more. But today, let's focus on one thing. The admonition from the cloud in Mark 9, verse 7, "Hear him, akouete autu." Do these words have any Old Testament association? Deuteronomy 18:15 immediately comes to mind. Moses says, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet from your brothers like me. Him you shall hear." But while the thoughts of these two verses seem identical, in fact, in the Septuagint, the Greek is not the same in form. No, there is but one linguistic parallel, and it is in an interesting place in 1 Maccabees 2:65. Here, old Mattathias, the fomenter of the Maccabean revolt, is about to die. And with these words, he translates the allegiance of his sons from himself to another person, specifically to Simon, their brother. He says, "Autu akouete," hear him. "Now he," Simon, "is your authority, not me." And this illuminates what is happening with Jesus when the words are uttered from the cloud. The two prophets, Elijah and Moses, and in Mark's gospel, these are prophetic figures. The two prophets disappear, and the authority transfer is complete for the three men on the mountain, for anyone who hears this gospel, and for you and for me today. He is the one we must hear. But change the emphasis a little bit, and you get a second meaning of these words. Hear him, akouete autu. And why that admonition? Because just several verses prior, Jesus uttered his first passion prediction concerning his humiliation, his suffering, his death, and then his resurrection. And immediately thereafter, Peter disputes that prediction, rejecting the notion that suffering must precede glory, that defeat must precede victory, that death must precede resurrection. The voice from the cloud rebukes Peter, and it forces our attention to be focused too. Listen to this, Jesus, the voice says. Listen to his words. The kingdom has already come in power. Yes, that is what Mark 9, verse 1, the verse before our text, clearly says, and you can see it on this mountain. But the contours of that coming, the way the kingdom makes its presence felt, the way it incarnates the very eschatological reign and rule of God, that the Lord must let you know. That is not so congenial to the human mind. So on this transfiguration celebration, brothers and sisters in our Lord, listen to him. Listen to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Do not listen to anyone else, even the prophets from the past. And do hear him. Listen to his revelation. He is the epiphany of God himself. That is what we celebrate today at this transfiguration. And he reveals the way God works as he makes his kingdom come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.